2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later,
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and that man...
Hello. How are you?
...is the guru...
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Baldwin McCullough Live.
Here we are, folks. Folkses. And it's kind of like World War Z. This is how I... Which, I don't even know what the Z stands... Is it zombie? Is that what those guys... Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
It's creepy. I don't know what it is. But
point,
are they zombies?
At this point, I want to be adopted by Brangelina. Because if you heard Pitt's motivation for doing the movie...
He really does believe this is going to happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said, my kids are really into zombies, so I figured I'd make the greatest zombie movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is it to have a dad who your kids are into zombies, they like zombie stuff, so he makes... The epic greatest zombie movie of all time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Must be nice.
We'll see if it's going to be.
How cool is that?
The greatest of all time.
I want Brad and Angelina to adopt me. So I could just go, you know, make the coolest movie that tells the truth about this administration. Just kidding! Ba-dum-bum!
So World War Z, the zombies are running everywhere, and the trailer shows, I think, probably all of the tricks of the special effects when you look at it, because no matter where you see whatever scene it is, you just see people climbing on top of people, and then it's like that's the one special effect that they use to like take over the world.
And that's tonight's show?
No. But it is related to tonight's show.
Uh-huh.
From the standpoint of, if you were about to be invaded by zombies,
yeah,
or convicted criminals in California, which
right?
would you rather be
there you
invaded
go.
By?
Absolutely.
Because Stephen found this story that's just punk crazy. I mean, it's just, and you know, everyone there is blaming everyone about why it's going to turn into that. But at the end of the day, you actually know that... There's a lot of reasons to blame, but it's mostly the political class that this is the problem of. And here's the thing. The activists and the weirdos and the liberals and the Democrats and all these people in California for years haven't let any more prisons be built.
Right.
They've stopped all the new prison construction. They won't let, like, new energy sources be found in their state. And like, but they throw themselves in front of these trains. Oh, please, no more prisons! Honest to goodness, we'll name all of our kitties after you if you just stop building prisons.
Right.
Well, and the politicians go, okay, we want the vote of these people because it's just a single party state now. It's just all Democrats in California, and so now they end up with these prisons that look like World War Z.
Yeah,
they have criminals. So packly tight in there that they're releasing surveys saying,
we believe that the health of these inmates are not being kept at an optimal level, and we are concerned about the safety and welfare of these criminals. So we need you to let some of them out.
Yeah, so that's I mean,
normally, that makes sense.
Normally when I'm looking around, I like to find topics that are either, you know, unique or weird or make me go, huh.
World War
Z. Right. And I come across the story, like you're saying.
Right.
Where...
I hadn't heard about it. So the fact that
Governor
you were
Jerry Brown is...
Being told.
Is being told that you have a certain deadline or we're just releasing 10,000 criminals from the California prison system back out into California.
Right, and he's already been fighting this. I mean, to his credit, he's already been fighting this on some level for a little while, trying to not let this happen. And he hasn't come up with a good enough reason that the state court would accept. So they took it to the federal court, and the federal court says, you got to do what the state court's saying. So very soon, and you know, those of you listening on SiriusXM and watching by way of the internet, and hello again to Texas. We're glad to be on TV
Texas.
There with you tonight. But if you're listening in California by way of radio or satellite radio, we would love to push you to the front of the line tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, because very shortly, the World War Z zombies are getting let out of prison, and they're all going to come eat your brains. And that's the way life will end in the state of California.
And I'm just trying to figure this out, because I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, what citizens of California said to themselves, well, those poor prisoners, they're not being treated fairly. So if you what's it going to be like in California when 10,000 criminals hit the streets?
And you know what they're going to say? They're going to say these are the you know, first time drug offenders. These are the low level, you know, petty thieves.
Well, they did something to get in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And when did we start, you know, caring so much about coddling the evildoers so that we have you know, the safety of the law abiding citizens in jeopardy? So here's what I want to know. So there's nothing you can do to stop this, California. You're gonna have World War Z zombies let out of your prison, and they're gonna start climbing over walls and eating your children's brains. When will you decide that you've had enough? I mean, because you've put yourself in this situation, and there's actually more to this. There's some people that are saying, well, it's an economic thing. It's much more expensive to house all these people, and we should just let the non-dangerous ones go. I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, we're talking about a border fence with Mexico with the immigration. Put a border fence up around California.
Right.
Keep them all in there.
Okay, so
I don't think zombies can come through border fences.
Our number is 888-340-3373. Listen to the Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. And if you, whatever state in America you live.
Yeah, imagine if this was your state.
Imagine if you lived, if it was New York City or whatever, if you were within 100 miles of a major city in the United States, and you woke up one day and they went, good morning, this is the local news, 10,000 prisoners are now on the streets.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Everybody thinks, well, it's a California thing, it may not happen to me. No, no, no. The same activists that are in California there's this huge movement to, you know, for prisoners' rights.
Right.
And I'm like, let's go back to the old days. Bread and water. No air conditioning, bread and water. Give them a little bucket in the corner. Whatever they want to do with that, it's all up to them.
We'd save a lot of money that way, wouldn't we?
But bread and water, little bucket in the corner, no bed, no, you know, 300 count sheets, no cable television. What are we doing here? And this is what they're complaining about. There's right. too many in there getting those things.
Well, you know, when I texted you the link to the story today,
right.
there was a video.
Yes.
And if you watch the video,
we're going to play the audio of that coming up.
That was some lawyer or somebody. And when I texted you, I said, some granola hippie dude is sitting there saying, well, you know, we this has to happen because of overcrowding. And, you know, they're getting sick and they're dying. And it's just not fair to the prisoners.
See, and I'm going, why is that a downside? Why should the law-abiding citizens of any state be required to coddle the health problems of those that are behind bars? I'm not trying to be sarcastic nor, lack of compassion here. What I'm saying is don't do crime.
Right.
Don't do things that put you in prison.
Right.
I started last week's show with this question. But it's the single most divisive question in America today.
Who's responsible?
Who is responsible? Okay, so you've got all these zombies in prison, right? World War Z. They're all in there waiting to get out. Let me at them. I'll eat their brains. And so now these judges are going to start letting them out. But what's that going to do, from your perspective, what's that going to do to the law-abiding populations of places where this type of thinking and then court activism and then legislation begins to take place. I want to know your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Because I can't for the life of me come up with one. They're saying the same thing about Gitmo. In fact, that's what I was going to bring up tonight. There's these people trying to intervene with the guys in Gitmo that are on a hunger strike. These are the people that tried to blow us up.
Right, right.
Let them starve to death, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well.
What's the problem?
This is
we must intervene.
This is America, Kevin.
Well, okay.
This is America.
But if you want to shoot people and buy drugs and rape children, I don't care if you starve to death in prison or if you get sick in some disease or some girlfriend named Bob is in your cell. I don't care. You live there because that's what you get.
So we'd like to know what you think of the girlfriend named Bob here on Bob McCullough Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome to Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the talk show host, and we are with you every Saturday night trying to have some fun, but we also like to talk about things that puzzle us. And tonight something puzzles us quite greatly, and it happens to have to do with this story out of the state of California. Please take a listen.
From Sacramento.
Clearly fed up with a decades-long case in which the state has been defying previous court rulings, a three-judge panel ordered the immediate release of nearly 10,000 California inmates and must do so by the end of the year to relieve prison overcrowding. Various investigations have concluded the packed cells have contributed to substandard health and mental care.
The judge's order is completely necessary in order to stop prisoners from getting sick and dying because of the unconstitutional conditions in California's prisons.
In a statement, the governor said the state will seek an immediate stay of this unprecedented order to release almost 10,000 inmates by the end of the year. California has already shed more than 40,000 inmates since 2006. When Governor Brown submitted a population reduction plan to the courts earlier this year, it was roughly 9,300 inmates short of what the court wanted. And Governor Brown insisted further releases will endanger public safety. The state has already shifted low-level nonviolent criminals to local jails.
This is the worst news we could have received.
That's why crime victims groups are stunned. They wonder who's left to release.
The serious and violent folks that the prisons have not released yet. So these are very dangerous people that will be coming into our communities.
The federal judges recommended expanding good time credits, which inmate attorneys say has worked in California since 1976.
For instance, the state could give 2 days credit for every day of good behavior. In many cases, it's one for one right now.
The court has found it safe. Their own experts have recommended it as being safe.
Still, community activists who worry about their families say state leaders didn't have to let the case get this far.
They kind of just shucked the responsibility onto the federal judges, thinking that the federal judges would take the heat for this decision.
The governor is really out of options. The U.S. Supreme Court has already kicked the case back down to the three-judge panel once before, and the order makes it clear contempt of court is the next step if California disobeys again. In Sacramento, Nanette Miranda, ABC 7 News.
All right, so what you have there is the report from ABC 7 in San Francisco, closest to the actual situation there in the California prisons in the state capitol. But in summary, you've got a state that's about to release 10,000 prisoners to the general population because of overcrowding. And Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, taking your call. Should overcrowding be a reason to release dangerous and violent convicts back into the general populations of the United States? Let's take some calls. 888-340-3373. And let's start with Mike calling from Louisville on line one. Mike, welcome. You're listening tonight to WGTK. We're glad you're with us. What's your thought on this?
Well, with your choice you gave between the criminals and the zombies, I'll take the zombies because then you can freely exercise your Second Amendment right without fear of being sued.
Now, see, Mike, you sound like a zombie expert, but I have a question here. Every zombie movie I see, they always, and I don't see very many, they shoot the zombies with the, what is that, the sawed-off shotgun, right? 12-gauge?
Shotgun. Mm-hmm.
That's a good sound effect, Baldwin. You should be in, like, movies or something. Does that actually work? Do the undead die if you shoot them, like, in the face with a 12-gauge?
Most ones I've seen, yeah. I mean, you shoot anything with a 12-gauge sawed off pretty close.
But aren't the undead already dead? Like, how do, like, I don't get, how do you kill a zombie?
You got me. Usually it's take out the head, the brain shot, you know, whether it's, the George Romero or the Walking Dead series or,
Mike is a true zombie expert. Yeah, this is why
it.
I asked
He's into questions. It.
Mike, do you believe in actual zombies? Do you think they're going to come crawling out of those graves?
Actual zombies, no, but some of the cases with, the bath salts that have made people act as such. Just
right.
Like,
that's weird. That guy in L.A. ate that guy's face. That was, ugh.
But, Mike, let me ask you a question. Now, we're horsing around a little
bit
here.
Fava beans.
But, Mike, let me ask you this. Like, if you lived in California and you knew that in the next 6 months, 10,000 criminals were being released from prison, what would you do about it? Would you write your congressman? Would you get a bunch of guns? What would you do?
A bit of both. I'd write first, and depending upon the reaction from them, whether, they were just giving me a form letter or something, I'd do whatever it took to protect my family. But, this makes much sense as McDermott up in Oregon saying
Michigan.
Put out by the FBI.
Right.
He was upset and said it was racist.
Right, which was another big story this week. All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mike.
He gets that letter. Dear Mr. Mike, we have received your concern about the prisoners being released, and please consider our heartfelt concern about this, given that we will do all that we can within our power to see to it that we care about your feelings, etc. Okay, I'm buying guns. Guns. More guns. Guns. Zombie-killing guns. Bring them on. Now, and the reason that we ask this question on some level is because, Stephen and I do purport a faith. We're not just, crazy talk show hosts.
We are crazy talk show hosts.
We're without question crazy. We are also talk show hosts.
We just ask for forgiveness.
And then, but there is an element, I guess there's people that are going to say, well, guys, you're being very uncaring about those poor chaps that are there in the prison. Because while they may have broken a law, do they really deserve to get sick for what they did? And there's going to be all sorts of questioning of our faith, and how can you call yourselves Christians and think this way? And I that's what I anticipate, Stephen.
Well,
we'll see if it happens.
That's going to happen no matter what we say.
Almost weekly, it usually does. Let's go to Sam in Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM. Sam, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Hi.
How are you, Mr. Kevin McCullough? This is Samuel. And yes, I have a situation. You know that it's overcrowded. Definitely, they should do something about it. But I'm pretty sure they should have a program before they release it.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what kind of program?
There is a lot of organizations that they training to a lot of people that they have been in prison. And no, I'm against it to let somebody come out of the prison. And if they're in the prison, it's because of reason.
Yep.
They do the crime, they got to do the time.
Right, but Sam, that's the question we're posing tonight here on Baldwin McCullough. We're simply asking, you're somebody that it seems what you told our screener is, are you saying that you think it's a bad idea?
It is a bad idea if they are not performing with a program for those people.
Right.
After all, they're human beings.
Well, it seems there's nothing about this story, Sam, that says there's any program in place. They're just going to start letting 10,000 prisoners out over the next 6 months in the state of California.
And these are the worst of the worst because they've already let 40,000 other ones out that weren't so bad. Anyway, we'll take more of your calls. Sam, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. 888-340-3373. And if you disagree with us, you get to go to the front of the line. Stay with us. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're in New York. We're coming back right now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Johnson.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And as part of a very unique pre-promotion for the new Brad Pitt movie, World War Z,
the state of California
will be releasing 10,000 zombies from their prison system.
Well, in fact, we...
Just kidding. We're kidding. They aren't zombies.
I don't know if we're kidding.
It's not a promotion.
I think we have it on good authority that at least 10,000 of the tickets in California for World War Z were given to zombies being let out of prison to go see the film.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373.
I'm actually desperately hoping that World War Z is as big of a bomb as it looks like it is.
Oh, it's going to be a huge hit.
I hope. You say that, and
it's
I know, but I don't want it to be.
It'll do.
Part of it is.
I'll say 60 million.
And you may be, they may be well past that already.
I'm calling 60. Is it opening this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can get indicators.
And it opened pretty well on Friday. I mean, it's had a.
What did it do Friday?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but it wasn't Superman numbers, but I'm done with the zombie thing. I'm just like so tired.
I was never into it.
Well, and so a teaspoon of it goes like, you know, 15 years for me. It was like the vampire thing.
But they just repackage it, bro. You know how it is.
I know. And this is the current thing is the zombies.
But it's like I said, I want to be adopted by Brad and Angelina. I really do. In preliminary interviews, like tell us, Brad, World War Z, it's like the ultimate zombie movie. Why'd you make this?
Well, because my kids said they really love zombies, so I figured I'd make the greatest zombie movie of all time.
Sounds like Brad, right?
No.
No?
I did just see one of his films this week.
It's how I hear him.
Spy Game. I went back and watched Spy Game this week. Robert Redford and
any
Brad
good?
Pitt. Oh, it's old. It was done by the same guy that did Enemy of the State.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
Same director. But, yeah, both films are fantastic. But it's all about the CIA agent that goes rogue to save a girl. And I'll leave
any zombies?
No zombies. Oh. Not a single zombie. Damn. But Brad Pitt looks like he's had the zombie beat out of him by a Chinese prison guard.
Uh-huh.
In several scenes.
The zombie beat out of him. That was good, bro.
Thank you. You're
clever.
Half can of Red Bull's working early tonight. Anyway, 888-340-3373. This move to let prisoners out of jail early or ever is popular. And I don't know why it's popular. Because here's an easy way to never subject yourself to the rigors of an overcrowded jail cell. Don't break the law! Don't steal! Don't do things to people you wouldn't want done to yourself! Follow the golden rule. Keep your nose clean. Go home after work and school every day. Don't get distracted. You will do okay.
And this is another weird...
And if you're Stephen Baldwin, renew your driver's license.
Right. But this is another interesting thought, too. Like, what message does this send to the California criminal?
Oh, I tweeted that earlier today, I think.
It's like...
But it was like... Evildoers, come our way. No punishment here. We have no room for you.
Yeah, there's no room.
Yeah.
There's no room.
But think, and here's the really big part. People think that this is all about, you know, some sort of inane social condition that we can't get past. You got all these criminals. They're totally missing the point. This is a management of the state issue. This is an economy of the state. If you had government in that state that was meeting its budget, creating prosperity for its citizens, and able to adequately fundraise and do the things necessary to house the criminals that are there, not to mention of which, cut down illegal immigration.
I think
put a wall up, say no more illegals. You would be surprised at how good of a state could be. But no, they've had all of these touchy-feely programs for all of these years, and now they're literally going to cannibalize their population by putting the dangerous people back into the midst of them.
I think I figured out the problem.
What's that?
I think that the leader of the zombies is to blame for the budget problems and now this whole situation. The former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who obviously now I realize he is the secret leader of all zombies.
Well, in all fairness, some of it occurred on his watch.
I'm releasing the zombies.
On Gray Davis's watch. It's been a bad problem for a while. It's been equally coming from both parties. Get your business in order, California, and any other state that's going to come to the taxpayers and go,
oh, I need this extra money because we don't have a place to put the criminals.
If you can't keep your people safe, that's the minimum obligation you have to your population. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. If you're on call, hold on. We're going to get to you next on Baldwin.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
673.
McCullough live from New York every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 Eastern, and in some parts, tape delayed beyond that. But we're glad that you're with us. And if you're watching by way of television stations in Texas, both in Dallas-Fort Worth and in the Houston area, and then statewide on Verizon, we welcome you to only the second week that we have been live with the UAN television network, and we are glad to be there as well. Also on Sirius XM, channel 131, and then on 330, I think, terrestrial radio stations from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. We're just glad that you're with us. We're talking tonight. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. Yeah, of Celebrity Apprentice All-Star fame this year and so forth. Kevin McCullough, a talk show host that's heard on many of these same stations throughout the week. And we're talking about this story out of California, but it's not really a California story. It's a story that could come to your small town. It's a story that could come to your city. If your local prison suddenly decided that they were going to let loose, say, 10,000 people into your general population that were not your low-level criminals but were, you know, more dangerous than that, how would you respond? What would you say about that? Do you think that's a compassionate thing to do if the prisons are overcrowded, or do you think it's a dangerous thing to do for the general population? Stephen, let's go back to the phones. Who do you want to talk to, Manhattan, New Jersey, or North Carolina?
Manhattan.
Let's go to Mo, line two. You're up next with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. You know, this is one of the drawbacks of what Americans brag about, that we have a government of laws, rigid laws. In that case, you're bound to have injustices, and you're stuck with them. So there are advantages to a government of laws, but like in the Qing Dynasty of China, magistrates had unlimited discretion. And they didn't have to worry about laws at all. So that was good sometimes, but that had drawbacks also. If the magistrate could be misinformed or ignorant or something like that.
Mo, what's your bottom line here? How do you feel about the idea of releasing criminals into general populations?
It's a natural result of the kind of system we have.
Of what system? Economic system?
We have a government, we brag about, a government of laws, which means that if the laws, as interpreted by the judge, says you have to release a prisoner, even if he's very harmful to the community, you got to do it.
But we can change those laws, and the question is, should we?
We can, but then you have to watch out, because you may change the law, and then it may be declared unconstitutional by a magistrate.
Right, so what would you suggest, sitting by and doing nothing?
Well, in this case, I have no idea. There's nothing that I can see that we can do about it except to live with it. But if you want to have a different system, you may end up with other drawbacks. I can't see any kind of a governmental system that can work perfectly.
But, Mo, you seem like a super smart dude. My question is, on a common sense level, simply because of overcrowding in the California prison system, in a meat and potatoes kind of way, do you agree that releasing 10,000 prisoners is the only thing they can do, or should they build some temporary housing for them and spend that money? Or,
well, I think you have some good suggestions, but the point is what they should do is not what they can do necessarily because of the laws. In other words, you can't...
Right, you're very stuck in that literal existence, Mo. I'm asking for bigger picture here. As a general principle, what do you think about the wisdom of putting criminals, convicted criminals, and what the people said in the news report that we played for you last segment is that these are the dangerous people that are left. The wisdom of putting them among the general population?
Well, I'm not sure, but I don't like the idea. However, we have to see how it turns out. It may not turn out as bad as we think, and it may turn out worse.
All right.
But thanks, Mo.
Thank you, Mo. So if 9,999 of them come out and they don't do anything.
But one guy kills somebody.
But one guy kills 12 kids at a local school after sexually assaulting them. Mo's okay with that?
No, he's okay with that.
It's what the law said, so it's what we had to do.
Mo's just, like, really smart.
He's super smart.
Yeah.
Way smarter than me. Let's go to Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph is listening to AM 970, The Answer, our flagship out of the great city.
Yes, Kevin and Mr. Hollywood.
Hey, Ralph.
Mr. Baldwin.
What's up, buddy?
Let me say this to you. Yeah. I have an idea just came up on my mind, two of them, as a matter of fact. How come out there in the state of Arizona, there's a Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he doesn't have any problem whatsoever incarcerating people, okay? Now, I'm not saying transfer it over to Arizona. How about Jerry Brown would place a call to the White House and ask Obama, can your military transport plane be made available to send him over to Guantanamo Bay, because this Obama man, you know, he's not calling me any about closing Guantanamo. That is not never, ever going to happen. What do you think of that idea, Kevin?
Well, what do you want him to do? You want him to take the transport and put him where? Put all the people in California in Gitmo?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, since Obama is in California most of the time. I remember the last time he was there, he was flirting around with Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris can pass for a saint, isn't it?
All right. Well, I hadn't really given that any serious thought, but that's an interesting idea, Ralph. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. What he's suggesting is sending a military transport plane,
mm-hmm.
pick up the 10,000 peeps,
right.
drop them into Gitmo.
Right.
I think Gitmo's smaller than the California prison system, though. That's the problem. So if they were overcrowded, if they were like World War Z zombies in the California prison system, then they're going to be really be zombies in Gitmo because it's so small. But the upside is the Muslims that are there, the terrorists that are there, they're not eating anything. So all the food, you know, is free for the taking.
Ah.
So you get food and...
So it might not be such a bad idea.
Islamic zombie brains. They could eat everything. What do zombies eat? Brains? They eat brains, right?
You're a sick man.
Hey, I'm not the one starting the movie World War Z.
And you're not the one that wants to be adopted by Brad and Angelina.
That's true.
That would be me.
I don't know why, but that is definitely
next caller.
Mark in Winston.
Right after the break.
What? How much time do we have?
We've got
30 seconds. Okay, Mark in Winston-Salem, you hold on. We've got to take this break, and we're coming back, and we'll get you in before the end of the hour. And then in the next hour, 888-340-3373, we're going to wrap something else into this discussion. The feds are saying that we should intervene in Gitmo to try to get the Islamic prisoners, the terrorists, in Gitmo to eat. Should we? Is that any of our business? They want to go on a hunger strike and die for the cause? Is that something that is going to come back and harm us? I'm curious as to your thoughts on that. We'll discuss that after the top of the hour. Hour two.
What does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. I'm
Zombies!
On the special zombie edition of Baldwin McCullough Live, our number is 888-340-3373. They can't hear the number when you do that, Kevin.
Sorry.
888-340-3373. Jumping right back to the phones now. Where was this?
Mark in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Mark, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Mark, line three. Hello, sir. Line three.
Here.
Yeah, okay, there.
All right. I'm just weighing in. I caught a little bit of your show on the way to the store. and I don't know if it's been mentioned or not yet. Seems like there was some years ago that California came out and said something about a three-strike rule.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the states that emphasized that, yeah.
Yeah, so I just think it's a repercussion of that. I mean, years ago I said that exact same thing, is that... You know, this is crazy, and sure enough, there's no way in the world that you're going to be able to hold people who are just druggies that are going to be in for life because they got three-strike rule.
Mark, we're pretty sure that this isn't just druggies, though, because they just released 40,000 low-level offenders about a half year ago. These are, and this was confirmed in the news report we played for you, that these are more dangerous people.
Right, exactly. It's... ludicrous. I mean, just like everything.
And I'm not for a three strikes rule on dangerous people. I'm for a one strike rule.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I think that what's happened is California has, because of this rule they came out with, they are now reaping the repercussions of that. And it just, you know.
So what's your feeling? So, Mark, I'm curious about this. So what's your feeling? Just you know, let them go? They got a dime bag. You just it's just marijuana. Just let them go. Come on, it's just a dime bag. Come on, it's not a big deal. is that your thought?
No, I hear music in my ear. Didn't know if it was.
No, but if you can hear us, okay. The Kevin's question to you is: Are you thinking that you know with the overcrowding and you know the judges enforcing what they're enforcing, there's nothing you can
just let the druggies out? That'll solve the problem.
Let the 10,000 prisoners out into the public. Is that just okay to you?
Yeah, that's much better right there. No, that's not okay with me at all. I mean, I've got a family, and if that was happening in North Carolina, there would be some very very unhappy people here.
Some marching on the state capitol, I would assume.
Most definitely. I mean, we don't take stuff like that sitting down. Not here where I'm from.
All right. All right, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
that's the
Mark.
Funny thing, though. In California, they do. Half the state tonight is hearing about this the first time through us. They're like, hey, what? What did he say? What? Huh? It's probably been in the news for like a year.
Zombies? What?
Did Governor Brown become a zombie and now he's letting all zombies out of prison? But only if they had dime bags? And do dime bags really cost a dime? This is the state of the average Californian.
What we should do is get into the...
Especially those that work in local radio in the LA
medical
markets.
Marijuana business.
I'm just saying.
Create a new product called Zombie. Just kidding.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.